in the spirit of the law. Shabbos candles.
Yeah.
Shabbos candles.
Should be in the merit of Zivia Lipa Bas Miriam.
So we're up to the very last paragraph of Parshas Noach in the second year of Beresh Chai, which is the end of Neros of Shabbos. Okay. He says, you have things that look the same, and you need to look very carefully to tell the difference between the two of them. You're not allowed to check them by the light of the candle. But you can look at what's in your plate or in your cup. So it shouldn't be a danger if there's something there that's not good. It shouldn't be a dirty cup. If you're using a dirty cup, that's not good. Then you can look at it with a flickering candle. A timepiece, which has very small hands, you also shouldn't look at with the, from the light of the candle. But if it's big, you don't need to look carefully, you're allowed. Tzitzis, which are fused together, and you need to look carefully to see, to check them, you're not allowed to separate them and check them. See? But if they're not confused together, it's permitted. It means not two. If the two together, you're not allowed to separate them on Shabbos anyway. These are not two together. It's a little bit, but it needs a lot of looking. That's what he seems to be saying here.
So if you can just you sort of shake your sisters down, that's fine.
Kind of, yeah. That's what the Benish Chai seems to be. That's what he's explaining to the Benish in the Benish Chai. I mean, what's that just saying? It's not so simple. The shouldn't be separating out knots and things. Says you shouldn't need to, you shouldn't use a candle to try to separate between different vessels. This is something very, very interesting in Kol Chayim, in terms of the parallel. He says there are different levels. There are different levels to take in the light. So there's this type, there's higher levels, there's lower levels. So in Shabbos, everything becomes one with Hashem. So there's no point in looking here. This is this level, this is that level. All the levels, there's no levels. It doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done. Shabbos is something that just equalizer. In a certain way, everyone is one with Hashem on Shabbos. If you just want to experience it. So don't go checking around saying it's good, it's not good, it's this, it's that. That's not our job, number one. Right? But he says, but you can check what's in your glass and what's in your plate. There's a cleanliness and it shouldn't be a sakana. So when Oneg Shabbos explains, he says, you can check in terms of your food and drink, you have to be very careful. And Shabbos also, it doesn't mean it's not a license to eat whatever you want. It has to be also food we're supposed to be eating with a certain holiness, whatever way we can. Not just it says chacham, it says the wise person's eyes are in his head to be able to see, it'll have enough room for the third meal. Lishurim says it. He says, "Don't eat like some kind of a cow. You can't eat in the third meal. Like that's not the idea. And if you try to eat in terms of your cup, your drink, and you're eating, then you can check and see. Be careful. You shouldn't get in the way of nullifying yourself to Hashem by eating too much or drinking too much. That's the next thing. He says, checking in terms of what kind of clock. There's this clock. There's a big clock. It's easy to see. It's best to see. This is the aspect of watching time. It's the person we all have to watch our time." But we have to know that there's two different bechinas of watching our time. In Amshinov, they had two clocks. There's a clock that's much more fine, which is the fact that you're always supposed to look and say, oh no, it's late. Wow, it's so late, right? But there was another clock that reminds us it's never too late. There's two clocks. They have the same time. It's late, but it's never too late. And that's the aspect. So there's two different, the way the Benish Chai says it works very nicely. He says we have this clock with very big hands. So that's this aspect of it. Just in general, to know that there's time and try to watch your time, try to use your time properly. But not too much focusing on the small clock of like, it's late, you know, you have to know where, you know, Shabbos, you're not supposed to get into pressure and feel too much worry. That's not what Shabbos is about. It's not about Shabbos, it's not about worry, it's about just connecting to Hashem. On the other hand, we don't need to just blow the whole day on nothing either. To do our best to try to bring Hashem into the day, whatever way we possibly can. That was the Siddur from the Sikh. That's the end of candlelighting, and I hope Hashem will help. Tomorrow we'll do, if we'll come, that's Hashem, I hope to do from 4 to 7, preparing for Shabbos.
What's next?
Next is the Chesed Avraham.